Beauty unadorned. Beauty unadorned. What is beauty unadorned? Can we look at beauty unadorned? Can we see beauty unadorned, and can we appreciate it? So many people look at a beautiful pine tree and they say, wow, what a lovely Christmas tree that would make. And they see it all decorated with the Christmas bulbs and with the Christmas trees and Christmas ornaments and say, wow, that would be so beautiful. What a lovely Christmas tree, perfect shape, beautiful. But stop and look again once at that beautiful pine tree and say, beauty unadorned, how lovely that is. How gracious is the beauty of that tree. How natural is the beauty of that tree. How glorious is the beauty of that tree. If we could go around in all of life and look at the beauty of life around us, unadorned, oh, we want to break the leaves from the yard. But look at the yard with the leaves on it and think to yourself, how beautiful that is. The tree grows there, stately, lovely, and fall comes and the tree drops its leaves, and the leaves are all over the yard. And the leaves truly have a purpose. But we don't want the leaves there. We want to rake them away. We want to adorn our yard with our natural expectation of beauty. And we find it difficult to leave the leaves there. What should we do? Should we leave the leaves there? Should we leave these things in unadorned beauty and really appreciate nature in its glorious elements and why it does what it does and how it does what it does and how beautiful it looks? Well, life isn't like that. Life is where we want to adorn beauty. We want to make beauty even more beautiful. Women want to have all the cosmetics they can have to make their faces as beautiful as they think they should be. Or they want to pinch their cheeks to bring the red out a little bit and give them a little glow. Why is it we do these things? If we could be as natural as we could be, if we could be just as natural as we could be, what would we look like? What would we look like if we were beauty unadorned? If we were beauty unadorned, our body, our physical body is a beautiful thing. It's gloriously designed. It's divined by the greatest creator that ever existed. And its functions and its purpose and its actions are utterly fantastic. We cover the body not because it needs covering, but because we want to adorn it. We want to give it a beautiful suit of clothes. We want to give it beautiful cosmetics. We want to make it look beautiful. If we were to say, I have ideal complexion, if we were to say, I have an ideal body, if we were to say, I am ideal in every possible way, we would be quite lovely. We would be quite beautiful. Things would be quite marvelous for us. We'd be indeed very wonderful people. We are very wonderful people, even with all of our adornment. How we like to put sweaters and clothing and things like that on our pets. We raise our pets so that they cannot tolerate the cold weather, and then we take them to live in the cold climates. We take our pets with long hair, and they don't really want to live in hot climates, but they adjust to it. But we want to cut their hair. We want to adorn everything we have. We want to adorn the furniture. We want to polish it. We want to sweep the floors. We want to pick up the dust. You say, we'd want to leave the dust on the floor? Well, if an unadorned beauty of the furniture is what it is, that's what it truly is. Look under your bed sometime and see how an unadorned area of your household is, where the dust is just naturally fallen and it is dusty there. And yet, if you would look at it, it's quite beautiful. It put on its own coat. It put on its own adornment. It, by nature's own method itself, it adorns itself. Ours is not so much whether we adorn ourselves with clothing and our houses with paint and our yards with raking the leaves and all those things. It's not so much that. It's a matter of, can we say all is in divine order? Can we say beauty is everywhere around me? Can we look for the beauty in everything that we see? Can we look for the beauty in every person that we meet? Can we look for the beauty in all of life and find it? We can do that. And it's not a matter of polishing or not polishing. It's not a matter of raking the leaves or not raking the leaves. It's not a matter of using cosmetics or not using cosmetics. It's a matter of whenever we see anything, praise it, bless it, adorn it with your love, with your unconditional love, with your joy. Look at every face you see and see the beauty of that face. It's not the face in the outer so much, that too. But it's that inward sense, that inward feeling, that inward joy. That inner self that shines out, that radiates out, that you could never adorn. You could never stop it. When you see a person with a smile on their face, it doesn't matter whether the face is clean or dirty. It doesn't matter whether they worked in a coal furnace or whatever they did. Because that smiling face beckons an inner warmth and inner genuineness and inner reality. Beauty unadorned is perhaps the most lovely thing we could ever want in life. And all we have to do is not worry about polishing and painting and clothing, but smiling. Smiling at life. Finding the joy in life, finding the delight in life. And as we smile in life and find the delight in life and find the joy in life and find the peace and beauty of all good in life, then truly we will know what it is to see beauty unadorned. To see beauty in its natural state of beingness. To see beauty in all the beauty that beauty is. For beauty expresses itself in many ways. And you can do things to make look natural. You say, let the leaves fall. You say, don't sweep the sidewalk. You say, don't sweep the house. Don't put on beautiful clothing. Your old clothes are what are most comfortable for you most of the time anyhow. What do you want to do? How do you want to live? Well, beauty unadorned exists for the delight of itself. A smile exists for the delight of itself, and that's a beauty that's deep from within ourselves, shining out to all the world. And no matter what we do to our faces, if our eyes are smiling, we can even have a mask on, and the smile comes through the mask. Whatever we want to do, do it with beauty unadorned. Remember, your smile, your beauty, comes through. Whether you recognize it or not, or whether you appreciate it or not, or whether you delight in it or not, beauty comes through. And that beauty is you. And that beauty is me. And that beauty is who we are and how wonderful we are. Let your beauty be unadorned, and let it shine through at all times, and let all the world know just how beautiful you are. Have a lovely day, and let your smile radiate the beauty that's within you right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.